appreciating others is so contrary to our nature. Our natural ability, which we've got from Adam, in which some of us excel, is to criticize others and to find fault. Aren't we, haven't we all become pretty good experts at it through the years? And then one day we realize that's bad. And we cast out the demon of criticism and accusation. And so we don't want that anymore. And we keep our house empty. We don't criticize. 8 demons come back in. It's like these people who try to go on a diet. Say, I'm determined to become thin. And they go through something for about a month and they really lose weight. See them 6 months later, they are heavier than they were before. It's like Jesus said, 8 other demons come in. And the only way to keep those demons out is to fill the heart with the opposite of criticism and accusation. And if any of you have a problem with criticism and accusation, I would encourage you to develop, to fill your heart. Don't just drive the demon of accusation out. Fill your heart with appreciation. Start with appreciating your husband, your wife. I'm sure there must be at least one good thing in your husband or wife, right? At least one? Say that. Don't flatter. Don't tell lies. Speak the truth. Say good things to your parents, you children. Learn to thank your parents. And you parents, learn to appreciate your children. I'm sure there are many good things in those children. Jesus was a master at appreciation. He could look at an unconverted, godless military man who had killed so many people, a Roman centurion, who didn't know anything about the Bible, and say to him in the publicly, I have never seen faith like this in anyone in Israel. That's in Matthew chapter 8. Somebody could have gone to him and said, Lord, don't say that, it'll puff up his head. Or somebody would have gone to him. You know, there are a lot of stupid people like that who would go to him and say, the Roman centurion, I hope you didn't get puffed up by all that was said. All people are not like you. You get puffed up. The other person doesn't. Don't think everybody's like you. Jesus, do you think Jesus would make that man sin? He was demonstrating the opposite of the satanic nature we've all got from Adam of never expressing appreciation to our children or our parents or to elders or brothers or sisters. And if we say that we're going to live a new covenant life, we've got to live like Jesus. We've got to learn to appreciate one another. And especially those who serve us, like our parents. Physical parents, spiritual parents. There's nothing wrong in that. And parents, when your children appreciate you, accept it. Don't slight it and say, oh, that's nothing. That Roman centurion didn't say that. And Jesus said, you got more faith than anybody I've seen in Israel. He humbly accepted it. He didn't make a big show of false humility and say, oh, no, I'm nobody, like a lot of people when they say that. It's all false humility. We've got so much of the spirit of accusation and so much of the spirit of false humility. We got to get rid of it all and be natural like Jesus. And he could look at another totally unconverted person, this time a Jew called Nathanael, and say to him, say publicly for everybody to listen, there's a man in whom there is no hypocrisy. Boy, if I heard that, I would have framed it up and put it in my house. Jesus said about Jesus, no hypocrisy in me. Not only that, Jesus also rebukes. He looked at Peter and said, get behind me, Satan. I think I would have framed that also. Get behind me, Satan, and keep it up there for me to remember that if I'm not careful, if I seek my own, He will rebuke me. He loves me. He rebukes me. He appreciates me. We must correct our children. We must appreciate our children. So, if you found, now you got to be honest here with yourself. If any of you found a little disturbance in your heart, whenever you see somebody else being appreciated, say to yourself, I've got a little bit of Satan still in my heart. I've got a little bit of hell still in my heart. I've got a little bit of that old Adamic nature still in my heart. Lord, please help me from today onwards to get rid of it. I want to be more like Jesus, who can appreciate even an unconverted military man, and who can appreciate an unconverted Jew, who can say to Peter, blessed are you, Simon. Human beings haven't taught you this. My Father in heaven revealed this to you. Can you imagine hearing such words from Jesus? Even to churches that had some mistakes. He says to the church in Ephesus, which had lost its first love, I know your works. You've been so patient. You kept the doctrine pure. Can you appreciate people who've done some things wrong? Brothers and sisters, many years ago, I made the life of Jesus my study. I studied the Bible to study the life of Jesus. And that's how I learned to appreciate people. Many, many people have got emails from me of appreciation, especially on their birthdays and other times, and even verbally. You know where I learned it from? Jesus. But I have seen so little of it in believers. That's why they have so many other problems. Just try appreciating people from today. Not just me. There are so many good people around you. The Roman centurion was not a spiritual leader. You don't just appreciate such people. We must learn to develop the habit of valuing and appreciating, particularly those who have served us. We teach our little children to say thank you, uncle, say thank you, auntie, even when they get a little sweet. And we get so much more. We don't appreciate. What are you teaching your children? Just to be a hypocrite? Or just to be civilized? I think a lot of people teach their children to say thank you, say sorry, because they want a good name that we brought up our children right. Let not that be your aim. I hope your aim will be not for you to get a name as parents that we taught our children to say thank you and sorry, but that your children will learn to appreciate in each other as brothers and sisters, something good. And particularly character. I don't want to appreciate girls saying, what a lovely dress you got. I wouldn't say that. Jesus never said that. Because that's saying, oh, your father is so rich, is it, that he can get you such good clothes, and that poor village girl, her father is not so rich, he can't get good clothes. Don't be so foolish to praise people for their clothes. Or, oh, you're such a beautiful girl. You have groomed her for disaster. Let the worldly people say that. What about all the other girls and boys who are not good looking? Did the devil make them? I wouldn't say that. God made everyone. He made everybody's face. And I will not go and praise a little girl because she got some good features. Because the molecules were arranged in a certain way that look attractive. It's a chemical thing. That's all I say. I want to appreciate that child if she shared her toys with another child. Oh, that's good. Because then anybody can. That was so good, the way you shared your toys with someone. Dear brothers and sisters, in this church, we have taught people to become like Jesus. Have you become a little more like Jesus in this area after sitting here for so many years? Let's learn this. We're trying so many high things. Let's start with the small things which we can easily do. You haven't got victory over anger? Don't worry, it'll come. You haven't got victory over dirty thoughts, love of money? Don't worry, it'll come. Start with a little thing which you can do. Appreciate your husband, wife from today. Learn to say thank you even if she brings you a cup of tea. She may get a heart attack because she's never heard it before. Wonder, what happened to my husband? No, I'm only joking. She won't get a heart attack. You'll be bonded together more. I'm not saying say it like you teach your children to get honor. Aren't you thankful that your wife gets up in the morning, makes a cup of tea? Why should she do it? Are you one of those Indian Maharajas whose wife is like a slave who's got to do all that? No. Be thankful for one another. Be thankful for your husband who slogs away to earn a living and make a home for you. So that's one thing I want to encourage all of you to do. And I'm not going to stand here in false humility and say, don't say all that about me. I accept your thanks. I accept your gratitude and I appreciate it very much. Those of you, I believe you sincerely said it. You know, sometimes we are very kind to strangers. We say thank you to unknown strangers if they did something for us. You know, in a railway station, somebody picked up something for us from the which fell down. We say thank you. But we rarely say thank you to appreciate those whom we are very familiar with. I think that's our problem. I tell people at least once a year, on your parents' birthday, write a thank you note to them. On your husband's birthday, write a thank you note. On a wife's birthday, once a year, that's not too often. Your parents' birthday, your children's birthday, write a thank you note and say how you're thankful for them. We had that practice in our home from the time our children were small. I still have some of those thank you notes that one six-year-old son of mine wrote to his three-year-old brother in all that baby handwriting. They're very precious to me. They didn't have money to buy fancy 35-rupee cards. They just took a scrap of paper and wrote, thank you very much. And even wrote to me, thank you, Dad. We encouraged our children right from the beginning to write a thank you note on each other's birthday to express appreciation for one another. It's a habit I learned from Jesus. And it's a habit particularly we in India have very, very little. We are misers with money. We are much bigger misers with expressing appreciation.